This week we are reading the last parsha in Chumash Bamidbar, and as always, this sheet is dedicated to the speedy recovery of the four shleima for Chaim Yitzchok ben Chaya Mushkat, Chaim Feigenbaum, our dear friend. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send the four shleima min Hashemayim. He should have a riches yom and mishon him together with his beautiful family. The topic we will be discussing this week is a very general one, even difficult to define, but I would put it as this: HaMitzvot, Mitzvot HaYochid VaHatzibur, the mitzvot that are incumbent upon the tzibur. But nevertheless, we do find that various individuals, Yechidim, bear the brunt of the mitzvah and have the Ikar Chiyuv, and on the other hand, Mitzvot HaYochid. And nevertheless, some of those mitzvahs, even though basically they rest upon the individual, they also are mechayev the tzibur. Starting off with one of the mitzvahs in the weekly parsha, the mitzvah of Orei Halaviyim, Tzavos b'nei Yisrael v'nosnu l'Halaviyim menachlas achuzosam Orim l'sheves. It is a mitzvah, obviously, mitzvah of tzibur. Who is mechuyev in this mitzvah? Who is responsible? Who has to take care of Orei Halaviyim, designating various cities for Shevet Levi? Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah Tov Ches, the first mitzvah in Parshas Maasai, at the end of the mitzvah, after discussing Shoresh HaMitzvah, Dinei HaMitzvah, the basic definition of the mitzvah, as the basic structure of Sefer HaChinuch, he finishes the mitzvah by writing, V'nohegis mitzvah zu b'zman sh'yesol shruyim al adamosom, v'him en ha-mitzvot ha-mutorot al ha-tzibur kulam, v'yoter al roshei hu'am. Al ha-tzibur, but especially on roshei hu'am. A similar concept is found in another mitzvah of this week's parsha, the mitzvah of Orei HaMiklot, mitzvah Tav Kuf Chof, once again in Sefer HaChinuch. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zman sh'yesrul shruyim al adamosom, v'him en ha-mitzvot ha-mutolot al ha-melech v'al ha-tzibur kulam. In both mitzvahs we find this dual definition, al ha-tzibur u'biyoter al rashi ha-am, regarding Orei Halaviyim, regarding Orei HaMiklot, al ha-melech v'al ha-tzibur. Some might find it odd, why does the Chinuch use a different terminology, different agdoras, different definitions regarding Orei Miklot, HaMelech VaHatzibur, regarding Orei Halaviyim, HaTzibur VeRashei HaAm? I do not think that this is something strange. HaMelech VeRashei HaAm Chad Hem, they're the same. As if the Chinuch would write by both mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is mutar al ha-tzibur, ובמיוחד ביותר על המלך וראשי העם. But the idea is basically the same. Even though we're dealing with a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah שמוטל על הציבור, it is not a mitzvah of an individual. Klal Yisrael has to designate, set aside, give various cities for Shevet Levi, but nevertheless, the Ikar mitzvah is on those people or bodies of authority. They have the authority, they have the ability to see through these mitzvahs, and therefore the Ikar Chiyuv, the primary responsibility, rests upon them. We find the same concept by two additional mitzvahs in Sefer HaChinuch. The two mitzvahs we already mentioned are mitzvahs that are especially resting on the authorities, government, Melech v'Rashei Ha'am. The coming two mitzvahs we will be discussing briefly are mitzvahs that have to do with korbanos, hatmidim vahamusofin. Tmidim, tomet shel shachar, tomet shel beinu arbaim, bezman shebeis hamikdash v'yokayim. They were the two basic korbanos that were brought every day in the beis hamikdash, and in the special days, the yom tovim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodeshim, we also had a korban musaf. Regarding both these basic korbanos, defined as korbanos hatzibur, we find an interesting chiddush in Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvot Aleph, Parshas Pinchas, Mitzvot Atmidim Shebechol Yom. The Chinuch writes, Noheget Mitzvah Zu Bezman Abayit, Ve'imen HaMitzvot Shemutonot Al HaTzibur, Ve'yoter Al HaKoyhanim. Just like the Chinuch writes in a similar fashion regarding the Mitzvah of Oreh HaLevim, Mutelet Al HaTzibur, U'biyoter Al Rashei Ha'am, similar terminology in Mitzvot Tofarach regarding Tmidim, Korban Tomed, Mutelet Al HaTzibur, U'biyoter Al HaKoyhanim. Because regarding the Kabbonis, the authority and the ability rests in the hand of the Kohanim. Not the Melech, not the King, or Rashi Ha'am, but rather the Kohanim. But the idea is the same. Ve'im en ha-mitzvot shemutalot al ha-tzibur v'yoter al ha-kohanim. Ve'im chafs chas v'sholem yitrashlu ba ha-kohanim shelo lahakrivem b'chol yom bitlu asei zeh. V'ashgogon etlet al kol adas b'nei Yisrael היהודים בדבר, אם יש כוח ביודם לתקן בשום צד. So the Chinuch is a bit more elaborate in this mitzvah, Mitzvah Tov Aleph, going on to explain. If Chas v'Sholem, they were mevatel the Tmidim, and they did not bring these karbonis, so punishment will rest upon the Kohanim, but also upon everyone. Anyone who had the ability, who was in a position to see to it that these korbanos are brought, and he didn't do so, because the mitzvah is a mitzvah mutelet al tzibur. The same we find in mitzvah reish tzadik tes, which is the mitzvah of korban musaf b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-pesach, not dafka chag ha-pesach. The rules are the same. It's no difference whether it's Pesach or any other Yom Tov. Once again, the Chinuch writes, Noheget bezman habayis v'zechrei kehuna, v'im avru ha-koyanim al zeh, v'lo ekrivu ot korban ha-musaf b'moado, b'tlu ha-sei zeh, v'chet am yisau, u'v'nei esor nekiyim, ki aleihem utal chiyuv ha-krovas ha-korbonos b'yoter, v'im ulai hirgishu yisrael b'dovor, gam aleihem yeh pesha, ki kol inin habayis ha-kodesh, v'kol shken tmidim v'masofen al ha-tzibur kulo hu mutal. So it is these four mitzvahs which we find the same chiddush in Sefer HaChinuch, even though basically they are all defined, all are mugdar, mitzvahs ha-mutalot al ha-tzibur, but mutalot biyoter, and those people or bodies that have the ability, the authority to see to it, these mitzvahs are performed in the proper way. So it's a mitzvah mutelet al tzibur, but especially on those bodies of authority. Regarding the karbonis, that would mean the kohenim. Regarding orei alavim, orei miklat, that would mean the government, the king, rashei ha'am. We are all familiar with a mitzvah of uviyar tohoro mikirbecho. This is the mitzvah of Dalad Mises Beisden. When in the course of life people are high mitzvahs based in chas v'sholem, it is a mitzvah to say, to see to it that this mitzvah is executed. And that is the mitzvah of uviyart arom kebecho. This mitzvah obviously is a mitzvah shemotelet ala beisden, just like the broader concept of asiyas hatzedek v'hamishpot, the judiciary. Asiyas HaTzedek V'HaMishpot, Tzedek Tzedek Tirtof, U'Shafatetem Tzedek Ben Ish U'Bein Re'ehu. The broader concept of this mitzvah includes dealing with punishment, whether it's Chai V'Malki or Chai V'Mises. Obviously, this is a mitzvah Shemutelet Al HaBeisdin. Would we say the same chiddush, the same idea regarding this mitzvah? This mitzvah, would it be similar to HaTmidim V'HaMusafin? Orei Halavim, would we define this mitzvah once again as a mitzvah mutelet al tzibur u'biyoyser al ha-beisdin? Because regarding Hatzedek v'Hamishpot, Beisdin is the body, the relevant body, the only body that has the authority to deal with judgment. So would that be the same? I think so. That is what we learn from Chulin Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Chulon Kuf Lamed Ches is the Perek of Shiluach HaKen, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. So the Gemara deals with a strange situation. Of Tahor Shaharag Et HaNefesh. Now, usually the Oifes Toharem are not the eagles and the vultures, but smaller birds, and they are not raptors, not birds of prey. But nevertheless, everything could happen. So obviously it was a big rooster and a tiny little baby of Tahor, Shaharagat and Nefesh. And the din is, we have to bring this animal to Beis Din, and Beis Din has to paskin, and the animal is destroyed. That is the halacha. So of Tahor, Shaharagat and Nefesh, there is no mitzvah of Shalach to Shalach Esuhem, because the Gemara says, B'mishata mitzuveh l'shalcho. But a bird that killed a Nefesh, Ata mitzuveh l'haviyo l'beidin, v'lo l'shaleach oto. And therefore the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen will not apply. So the Gemara says explicitly, very clearly, Kuf Lamed Tes Samed Aleph, if a bird killed a child, that bird, everyone has to bring him to Beis Din. Kedei l'kayem uviyar tahoro mikarmecha. And Rashi writes very clearly, Kol haroeh chayev misa, chayav lehaviyo lebeis din kedei levayer roshoim miyishoel. So obviously, this person is not a judge, he's not a dayan, he's not a shofet. But nevertheless, the mitzvah of Oviyarta Romikabechu rests upon him, because it's a mitzvah hamutelet al tzibur. And therefore, we could use the same terminology as Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah mutelet al tzibur ubiyoter ala Beis Din. Just like the Chinuch writes regarding Korbonas biyoter ala Kohanim, and just like he writes regarding Olah Leviyim, biyoter al Rashei Ha'am, biyoter ala Beis Din. So this Rashi seems to make it clear that Oviyarto Romekel Beho is a mitzvah that rests upon each and every individual to do his share. And in those circumstances in which he is the one that could bring about Kiyuma mitzvah of Oviyarto Romekel Beho, it is his responsibility and his obligation. How does this fit in with another Gemara? Bava Kama Mem Heyomed Aleph. They were dealing with Dinei Shoimrim. So if a person gave an oxen to another person to be a Shoimer, Shoimer Chinam, Shoimer Sochor, whatever it is, and that animal killed a person, that is the din of Shor Nogeach. Animal has to be brought to Beis Din and destroyed. So the Shoimer gave over the ox to Beis Din. So the Mafkid, the owner of the behemoth, could say, you are a posheya in your shmira. If you would give this animal back to me, I would hide it, I would conceal it, I would take it to some far away pasture. But you gave it over to Beis Din, and you caused me monetary loss. So if the shoimer is mechuyev in the midst of uviyarto lo mekabecho, as seems very obvious from the Gemara and Chulin Kuf Lamedtes, how could the owner of the behemah have a taina to the shoimer? He did what he was obligated to do by the Torah's mitzvah. So the Sam Sofer, Chuvas Or Chaim, Simon Kuf Hei, proves from this Gemara that the mitzvah of giving the animal over to Beis Din rests only on the Bailim, only on the proper owner. It has nothing to do with the Shoimer. The Shoimer should give the animal back to its proper owner, back to the Bailim. And it is only the Bailim that's mechuiv to cooperate with the Beis Din to bring about justice and to be mekayim the mitzvah of Uviyarto Lo Mekarbecho. But the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen never applies to an animal which you own. It has to be b'derech mikra. It is only a bird which is hefker. So this sugya would seem to contradict some sofer's explanation in the sugya in Bava Kama Daf Mem Hei, but not necessarily. When an animal has an owner, it is the owner's responsibility. He has to do whatever has to be done and cooperate with Beis Din to bring justice to the world and to destroy this animal. However, when we're dealing with hefker, that responsibility would rest upon each and every individual, because there is no Bailim. And therefore, there is no contradiction between the two sugyas. In Bava Kama Mem Hei, you're only a shoimer. Your responsibility is to notify the Bailim what happened and give the animal back to them. And they will take care of it. It's their responsibility to do whatever has to be done on Pitoida. But when we're dealing with a knife which is hefker, every individual has to cooperate and has to bring that bird to Beis Din to be destroyed, as is obvious in the sugya in Churin Kuf Lamed Tes. So I think that this mitzvah is similar to the four mitzvahs we mentioned some moments ago. Mitzvot hamutelot al tzibur uviyoter al misha koach biyado. Regarding karbonas, that would mean koyanim, ore halavim v'ore hamikra, that would mean melech v'rashei ha'am. Regarding tzedek u'mishpat uviyartero mekebecho, that would mean Beis Din. How about Chai v'Malkiyos? Chai v'Malkiyos obviously is not the mitzvah of Uvi'arto Horome Kerbecha, which refers only to Chai v'Mises Beis Din, but it's a similar mitzvah. It also has to do with Tzedek Mishpat and Din v'Oinish. Is that mitzvah incumbent upon each and every individual of Klal Yisrael, or only Beis Din? That seems to be a machlokes between the Tzeis HaChoshen and some other great Achronim. Places a few places in Shas, Bava Kamai and Tess, Perik Beis de Kedushin. Toises argues that B'shoigeg, Yeshon Yach Ledvar Aveira. The Toises HaChoshin, Shimem Chesiv Kodin Dalad, is out to prove that even B'shoigeg there is no Shliach Ledvar Aveira, and he brings the Gemara Bava Kamai Daf Lamed Beis Omid Beis, dealing with a Shliach Beis Din Shehosif Ritzua Achad. When Malkus is administered, Malkus for Chai v'Malkiyos, flogging, the procedure is described at the end of Masechtas Malkus. One person has to count, and the other has to flog. And if by mistake the Shliach Beis Din gave one too many, and he killed a person, he is a Heurig Refesh Bishgogo, and he is Chayev Golus. Even though obviously he was a Shoigig, he had good intentions, it was a mistake, a tragic mistake. Nevertheless, Goylau Yodoy. So the choice proves that even Bishoigig, we do not say Yesh Shaliach Advar Aveira, because if we would say Yesh Shaliach Advar Aveira, then obviously the Shliach would be Poto, and only the Mishaliach would be Chayiv. The Dvar Avram, who was the Rav of Kovna, one of the great Gedolim in the last generation before the Holocaust, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel, and Rabbi Yeruchim Fischel Perlo, one of the great Iluyim of Poland, third volume, Sefer HaMitzvos LeRasag, Samachay Parsha Yud Zayin, both argue the Shliach Beis Din isn't essentially a shaliach. It is only a lotion of shlichus, because he does what he does by the authority of Beis Din, but it has nothing to do with a pure concept of shlichus shalodim kamoise. It's not a din of shlichus mitzvah de nafshei ka'ovid, because each and every individual of Beis Yisrael is mechuyev in these mitzvahs amutalot al tzibur, and therefore it's not shaykh to deal with a basic question of Yeshliach or Ein Shaliach LeDvar Aveira. So obviously these Gedolim, the Dvar Avram and Rav Perlo, feel that, just like we explained from Rashi and Masechet Chulin, each and every individual is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Uviyarto Rome Kerbecho to do whatever he can do to see to it that justice is administered. The same rule would apply to Chai v'Malkiyos. So it's not a concept of shlichus. How would we explain the Tzais? Maybe the Tzais's feeling is, no, this mitzvah is entirely under Beis Din, and it has nothing to do with the tzibur. Or maybe the Tzais would agree. In those situations in which Beis Din cannot fulfill its responsibility, then the mitzvah goes over to the individual, to the tzibur. But when a shliach Beis Din does what he does in the name of Beis Din, by their authority, under their supervision, we won't say mitzvah de nafshei ka'ovid. In that case, he is purely a shliach Beis Din. And this brings us to the second part of today's Shia. Because up to this point, we dealt with six various mitzvahs. All are basically defined as mitzvahs hamutarot al tzibur. But nevertheless, we see that from the broadest concept of Klal Yisrael, there are individuals, individual people, bodies, that they bear the Ikar responsibility. Those bodies and individuals that have the koyach, the samchus, the authority and the ability, and the responsibility to directly perform those various mitzvahs. Regarding karbonis, that would be the koyanim, ore alavim v'ore amiklet, melech v'rosh eiwam, chai v'misis v'chai v'malkis, beisdin v'shlichav. Now, in the coming moments, we will be dealing with a concept which seems to be quite the opposite. Mitzvot amutarot al yochid. But if the yochid cannot fulfill his mitzvah, then Beis Din intervenes, and the mitzvah goes over to Beis Din or to the entire tzibur. Probably everybody remembers the most well-known of these mitzvahs, which is Mitzvah Mila. Kiddushin Chof Tes Amad Aleph Chazal explain, when a child is born, who bears responsibility for his circumcision, for his mila? The father. Vayomer Avraham Yitzchak Benoy Ben Shmoneh Yomim Kasher Tzivu Oisoi Elokim. Kasher Tzivu Oisoi Elokim. It is the father that bears responsibility. If there is no father, Chas V'Sholom, or the father does not fulfill his mitzvah, then the mitzvah is ala Beis Din. And Chazal learned that aloha from Him Elohim Kol Zohar. Him Elohim Loshen Rabim. That means Beis Din. The Sefer HaMatnah was one of the greatest Gedolim more than 200 years ago. And in his magnificent Sefer and Kedishin on the spot of Chof Tes, and once again in his Sefer HaTorah upon a Miofes Parshas Lech Lecho. In both sources, he explains that when Chazal say the mitzvahs are a Beis Din, that does not necessarily mean Beis Din, but rather me, you, our wives, our children, anyone, Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur. Beis Din represents the Tzibur, but essentially the mitzvah rests upon anyone. Anyone that has the ability, the authority, the know-how, anybody being in the position to see to it that this Jewish child is circumcised, is mechuyev to do so. And the Panim Yofes goes on to explain that would naturally include the mother of the child. Even though the Gemara darshins kasha tzivu elekim oisoi velo ota, the mother is not mechuyev b'milas haben, only the father. That means she doesn't have a chiyuv atzmi, an individual chiyuv. But she is included in the broader concept of Beis Din. And she actually has a greater chiyuv than anyone else, because who could perform this mitzvah without the mother's consent? After all, the baby is in the possession of his mother. Nobody could kidnap that baby and snatch him away to perform Mitzvah Mila. And therefore, a special chiyuv rests upon the mother. That is the Sefer HaMatnah. He doesn't bring sources, but that is very clearly stated in the Rambam and in the Rosh. The Rambam at the end of Perek Yutes Mesechet Shabbos, Perusha Mishnah, that's the Perek of Eliezer de Mila, dealing with the various halachas of Mila. The Rambam makes it very clear, if there is no father, or that the father did not perform his mitzvah, any individual that knows about this baby boy and has the ability, has the power to do Mila, and does not do so, is Mevatel Mitzvahs Asay. And the Rosh of Masechet Chulin, Perek Vav, Siman Ches, Masechet Chulin, the Rosh deals with the concept of Chotef Mitzvah. If a person snatches away a mitzvah from another person, he has to compensate him, Asor Zehuvim. So there was a story in which a father was Mechabed a certain mile. And when it came to the bris, there was another male that just snatched the baby and did mila without permission. And the question is, does male number two have to compensate male number one? Does he have to pay him asor zehuvim? That was a machlokes between the Rishonim. Some maintained Yes, he asked God to pay it. Rabbeinu Tam said no. And the Rosh offers his explanation, his interpretation, why there would not be a chiyuv of compensation. So the Rosh says, if the father doesn't do the mila himself, then the mitzvah is upon everyone. Every person that can do mila is the same, and all have the same chiyuv, the chiyuv metam based then. And therefore, writes the Rosh, there's no difference between mail number one and mail number two. Both have the same chiyuv, the chiyuv of Beis Din. So what is obvious from the Rambam and the Rosh is that Beis Din does not necessarily mean Beis Din, but each and every individual, being in the position in which he could do Mila, has the mitzvah to do so. And that is the Chiddush, which is known in the name of the Purim Yofis, that actually appears in the Rambam and in the Rosh, two of the greatest of Rabbeinu HaRishonim. What is the machlokes between the Rosh and the other Rishonim that dealt with that same question and offered different approaches? Obviously, I think everybody would agree that the mitzvah ala Beis Din doesn't necessarily mean only Beis Din. It includes everyone. But I think the other Rishonim would maintain that the Chiyuv ala Beis Din is only if the father isn't around, isn't alive, or doesn't intend to be Mekayim his mitzvah. But when the father is here and the father makes a shaliach, the father's in charge, and he is performing his mitzvah, doing everything within his power to bring his son to Mila, then Beis Din isn't relevant. It is only B'deleke Av that the mitzvah is on Beis Din, and therefore the second moel has no mitzvah whatsoever when he snatches that baby away and performs mila. There is a father who is makayim his mitzvah al-yedei shaliach, and therefore there is no mitzvah upon Beis Din. And that brings us to a machloikis between the achroinim. And each of these achroinim seems to have a Beis Av b'divrei harishonim that I just quoted. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach Siman Tov Lamed Beis deals with the question: a person that made a shliach for bedikas chometz, who makes the bracha? Does the shliach make the bracha? Could he say Ashik Rishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu when it's not his mitzvah? The Magen Avraham Tov Lamed Beis says yes, he can, and he proves his point from Mila. It's a Gemara Mefereshes Psachim Zayinu Med Beis. The Gemara says that Ha'av mevorach lachnitzel abrisin shel Avraham Avinu, but the Moel says the bracha shekirishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu ala milo. So obviously, even it's not the mitzvah of the Moel is only a shliach of the father. He says the bracha, so the same rule would apply to bedikas chometz as well. The Noidi B'Yehuda, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, which is called Dogel Merovavo, disputes this svara of the Magen Avraham, and he says we cannot bring a raya from Mila to Bedikas Chametz, because by Mila there's a Chiyuv al Beisin. That Chiyuv means everybody, and includes Klal Yisrael, the entire Tzibur. So when the Moel performs Mila, even though he's a Shliach of the Father, Mitzvah Denaf Sheikovet, so we could properly say Ashikad Yishonu B'mitzvah Yisivitzivonu. That would not apply to Bedikas Chometz. What's the svar of the Magen Avraham? I assume the Magen Avraham would say, when there is a father, the Moel is not functioning as Beis Din, but rather as a shaliach of the father, and only as a shaliach of the father. So if he could say a brocha, the same rule would apply to Bedikas Chometz as well. So I think the Magen Avraham is based on the opinion of different Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and others, while the Dogel Mevorach has a source and a binyan av in the Shita of the Rosh. The Rosh arguing that there's no difference between mile number one and mile number two. If it's not the father, it is mitzvah hamotela salat zibur V'yal HaBeis Din. There's a fascinating tshuva in Tashbitz, which I find to be a big chiddush. second chelek, Simen Ches, the Tashbitz was asked about a person that was locked up in jail and he had a baby boy. Today, this question would be totally irrelevant because even though in our times, jail, prison is not a very pleasant place to be, and not always do we have very humane conditions in various prisons, but at least you're not cut off from the outside world, and they would let a person know that he had a baby boy so he could make a shuliach to Mila. But in those days, there was no way to contact this person and to let him know that he had a boy. And the question was, what will we do with Mila B'yom HaShmini, Mila B'zmano? And the Tashbitz paskened, as long as there's a father, and the father is a firm person, ultimately, he will want to be mekayim his mitzvah. Nobody could intervene. And there is no mitzvah whatsoever on a beis din or on any individual part of the tzibur. And therefore, we have to wait. Whether it's a month or 2 months or a half year, as long as it'll take until the father comes out of prison and he could be mekayim his own mitzvah, even though we're mevatel mila bizmano. So obviously the Tashbitz feels, like I explained in the Shitta of most Rishonim, in the Shitta of the Mogen Avraham, as long as there's a father, and the father intends to be Mekayim his mitzvah, whether by himself or by means of a shaliach, there is no mitzvah whatsoever upon the Beis Din. So we dealt with one mitzvah, in which we find this very special chiddush, that even though we're dealing with mitzvahs ha-yochid, if the yochid cannot or would not perform his mitzvah, it becomes a mitzvah muteret al tzibur. We find a similar halacha by kisu yadam, and that's a mishnah in churin peizayin or medalach. Ha-shoichet, he has the mitzvah of kisui, v'shochet v'chiso. However, if you see a person that's slaughtered, and it was not mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam, anyone that sees that spectacle is mechuyev to do kisui hadam. And the Gemara learns this from psukim, v'shochet v'chiso, first the shoichet. If the shoichet didn't perform his mitzvah, then mutal al tzibur, anyone has to do kisui hadam. Why don't Chazal in Chulin Paizayin regarding kisui hadam use the terminology Beis Din, and by meaning they do use Beis Din? Not necessarily because we're dealing with different concepts, I think it's the same, but rather, by kisui hadam, there's no need for the authority of Beis Din. Anybody that sees dam al pnei asor that could perform it is kisui. However, by mila, obviously it's not that simple. There's got to be someone of authority, to speak to the parents, to speak to the mother, to see to it that we have a moel on hand, and therefore regarding Mila Chazal speak about Beis Din. But as we have discussed at length, Beis Din usually means Tzibur. So Lechaira, I would argue that it's the same concept, Mila and Kisui Adam. However, in the Tur Yoredei Simachov Ches, that's a simon of Kisui Adam, we seem to find a different interpretation, because the Torah writes that anybody that sees Shechita without Kisui is Mechayev to do Kisui Adam, because Kisui Adam is just like Shar Mitzvah Sasei Hamutarot Al Kol Echod V'Echod Elu Shashoichet Koidem L'Kol Adam. The Torah seems to explain that Kisui Adam rests upon anyone and everyone, just like other mitzvahs say. It is only a din of kedima. It is a privilege. Hashoichet koidem lekol odom. It is a privilege which is also a responsibility. Like every privilege, which should be a responsibility. But it's merely a din kedima. To me it is very clear that that's not the case regarding mila. By mila the mitzvah is upon the father, and only the father. It is only in the cases of which the father either neglects his duties or cannot perform them that the mitzvah goes over to Beis Din. That does not seem to to be the case of Kisyedam according to the opinion of the Tur. So according to the Tur, it seems to be obvious that we are dealing with two different concepts, Kisyedam and Mila, and they're not the same. In our week's parsh, we have the mitzvah of Goyal Adam, and in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei, we find that besides the basic aloha of Goyal Adam, when relatives of the person that was killed, Ki Yecham Levavoy, might take revenge, Chazal say that if there is no Goyal Adam, Beis Din is Mimane Goyal Adam. The Ramban, Mrs. Sayyid Gimel, says that the Rambam omitted this mitzvah without justification, and it should be one of the Taryag mitzvahs Shavitayra. This, according to the Ramban, is a similar concept as Milan Kisiyadam, similar but different. Definitely not the same. In this case, it is not Beis Din that performs the mitzvah instead of the individual, but rather Beis Din that appoints an individual to be the Goyal Adam and to bring justice to the murderer and to the person whose life he destroyed. So the topic we discuss today is mitzvahs, ayochid v'hatzibah, and the various nuances and dakuyot that we find in these basic concepts. This week we finish Chumash Bamidbar. Next week we start Mishneh Torah. And this transformation, as always in Yemei Bein HaMetzorim, in the days in which we mourn Chorban Beis Mikdashenu V'Sefarteinu, those 21 days between Shavuos Tamuz and Tishu B'Av. And I quoted many times what the Rambam writes in Perek Hei of Hilchos Taniyos, Dalet Tzimis, Tzom Ravid, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi'i, Tzom Asiri, 4 days of mourning that are dedicated to the remembrance of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, are not only days of mourning, but the essence of these days, of these fast days, are Leftoyach Halavavois B'Darkei HaTshuva. Because the Yerushalmi says in Yom Tavhei Yom Adalef, Kol Dor Shelo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yom Av Ma'alim Alav Ki'ilu Hu Hichrivo. Basically, in a profound way, when we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it is not the old Beis HaMikdash that we're missing, but the new one that we lack. Ilu Zochinu, we will have a Beis HaMikdash today. Umeshelo Zochinu, it is only because we weren't found fitting. If we would have a Beis HaMikdash yesterday, it would be destroyed today. And that is what Chazal mean when they say, Kol dor shelo nivna beis hamikdash b'yom av ma'alan alav hakosof ki'ilu hu hichrivo. And when we think about the Beis HaMikdash and when we mourn its destruction, it is this feeling we have to try to develop, that we are the ones that bear responsibility. We are the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And try to use your imagination as if Moreneinu Habayit Ole Belahavot VePirchei Kehuna Noflim LeToch HaEsh. That is how we have to try to feel. And it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. But it is something we have to try to achieve. But primarily, try to rectify. Rectify those in Yonim that ultimately brought about the destruction and the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash. What are those in Yonim? In Adoron Daf Pei Aleph, Chazal deal with Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and Chazal say, Al Mo'av Dehor Ezdov Ezani Shalach HaChomim LeNeviyem VeLo Pirshuho Ad Shebo HaKodesh Bohu VeHu Piresh Al Ozva Mesterosi. And the Gemara says, Adoron Pei Aleph Shalai Bohu B'Toyro Tchilo, And the Ran goes on to explain, Lo hayta Torah chashuva b'neihem v'lo asku b'lishma. Maybe they learned, but their learning wasn't of prime importance to them. It wasn't the center of their lives. It wasn't their essential sustenance. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was chorov. So obviously, Bittul Torah brought about the Chorm of Bayis Rishon. Al Ozvom Es Toirosi. In Yomei Daf Tesamid Beis in Bavli, Yomei Daf Ein Yerushalmi, Chazal say, Bayis Sheni, they were learned, they were strict in their observance of mitzvahs, Lamdei Torah Medaktikim B'mitzvahs. So why did they lose the Beis HaMikdash? Sinas Chinam. The Yerushalmi says, I have him as a mamoin v'sonim zed ze. Obviously, redifat abetza fuels sinas chinam. So the first bias was destroyed because of the lack of Torah diligence and Torah love. The second bias because of sinas chinam. Ba'amar mi she'amar im abayit harav b'avon sinat chinam hu yibaneh. B'schar Ahavat Chinam. The Navi says, the Navi Zechariahu, Tzom Arvi'i v'Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i v'Tzom HaAsiri, Yehu LeBeis Yisroel Asosin v'Lasimcho LaMoyadim Toivim, Vo Emes v'Hashalom Ehevu. What does the Reisha have to do with the Sefer? The Reisha of this Pasuk could be interpreted in many ways. A prophecy, a promise, an expression of hope, a prayer. That these terrible days of Choshech v'Tzel Mavet, the days of mourning, the days of sorrow, will ultimately be days of joy, a festival. Tzom Arvi'i v'Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i v'Tzom HaAsiri, Yehu LeBeis Yisroel Asosinu L'Simcha LaMoyadim Toivim. And then the Navi goes on and says, Vo emes v'asholam ehevu. What does that have to do with the Reisha? So my feeling is, the Navi, after saying such beautiful words, what a beautiful promise, what a beautiful vision, you will ask me, when will it be? So the Navi says, it's up to you, my children, when, it's up to you. Vo emes v'asholam ehevu. When you will rectify those transgressions that brought about Chorm HaBayis, and you will do tshuva, and you will repent, and you will fix your ways, it is then that this bracha will be fulfilled. V'hu emes ehavu, ein emes elu toiro, v'nosan lonu toiras emes v'chayei olam noto besorcheinu, hu emes ehavu. When you will love the truth, when you will love Torah, when you will love God's word, and you will be metaken the avoin, the chait of sinas chinam, it is then that we will all be zoicha. Shetzom aravi v'tzom hachemishi, tzom hashvi v'tzom haasiri, yiyu lebeis Yisroel lesosoin ulesimcho ulemoyadim toivim, במהירו ויומנו, אמן.